Weekly Spooky is brought to you by our generous supporters on Patreon. Get access to exclusive podcasts, videos, and more for as little as $1 a month when you go to weeklyspooky.com and click on the Patreon link. Your support has gotten us to 100 episodes, so join up today and help us create another 100 and beyond. Head over to weeklyspooky.com and join the Patreon.
What's that? You want to be scared? Come with me. You will experience tales of horror, ghosts, and death. It is not recommended for the weak at heart. Listen in the dark. It's more fun that way. This is Weekly Spooky.
Hello, my friends. It's Wednesday, so that means it's time for a little spooky in your weekly. And I am thrilled to bring you part 3 of our first ever mini-series, Prom Queen Killer, in just a moment. But first, I want to just humbly ask you to please subscribe to the program if you're enjoying it, and leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app. Spotify just recently added the ability to rate podcasts, and we already have a few, but we sure could use a few more. And I know a lot of you listen on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So just take a moment, leave 5 stars, or whatever amount of stars you think is fair. It makes a big difference for the show, and we really do appreciate it. I also want to mention, you people are really stepping up and making a huge difference for the show on Patreon. Not only are we getting new backers every month, but we've had people deciding to raise their monthly pledge, and it really does mean the world to me. We're at almost 90 backers. I would love to see us hit 100 in the next few months. It really would mean a lot to me, and it would help me keep the spooky flowing for many more years to come, as we are entering our 3rd year, after all. So if you want to help us out, go to weeklyspooky.com, click on Patreon, and pledge some support. For as little as $1 a month, you get exclusive content, advanced looks at projects not only in the audio realm, but in photography and filmmaking as well. And of course, you get my undying gratitude. I also want to say a big thank you to those who have written us at weeklyspooky@gmail.com to let us know you are enjoying the miniseries. Please do drop us a line and let us know if you're enjoying this form of content, because it might just make us do it a little more often. I'm definitely enjoying this miniseries. In fact, I am so excited to bring you the 2nd-to-last installment. So let's get right to it after a quick word from today's sponsor. Lock your doors. Bolt your windows. There's a maniac on the loose. Huge thanks to this week's sponsor, and it's one I know you're going to like. The horror story podcast called The Maniac on the Loose. They specialize in scary stories that will curdle your blood and send shivers down your spine. Steve Hudgens is the maniac behind it all. He's an award-winning writer and filmmaker. He writes the stories and then narrates them. Victor Miller, the writer of the original Friday the 13th, once referred to Steve as a horrormeister to reckon with. I've listened to a few episodes and I'm already a fan, so if you need even more spooky in your weekly, you can listen to the Maniac on the Loose Scary Stories podcast on all major podcast platforms or on YouTube. Everything else you need can be found at maniacontheloose.com, and tell them Weekly Spooky sent you. And now, on with the story. Previously on Prom Queen Killer. 2 years ago, Laura Lee Hardy and her family were out and about in Shore City. Laura Lee's older brother Aiden verbally abused her, leading to a physical confrontation that caused a horrible car accident. 2 years later, Laura Lee and her mother are living in Strickfield. Laura Lee is a senior at Strickfield High School and living a good life. She has a best friend in Cheryl Blint and is romantically involved with Misty, Cheryl's younger sister. When the senior prom queen nominations are announced, both Cheryl and Laura Lee are on the list. Immediately after, they're confronted by Taylor Mirren, another nominee and the frontrunner, who plans to win the senior prom queen crown at any cost. Later that night, Laura Lee receives an email from her older brother, Aiden, saying that he's coming for her, and Misty, very soon. Taylor Mirren has ways of bringing people's secrets out into the open, and utilizes this advantage to force two of her competitors out of the running for senior prom queen. However, after Randy Robinson and Ellen Franks were officially out of the running, they were horribly murdered in separate incidents. Is Taylor Mirren behind these grisly murders just to fully assert her dominance? Or has Aiden, Laura Lee's older brother, returned to take revenge on his sister, and perhaps their mother, Ridge? The killer seems one step closer to reaching Laura Lee when she goes to see Misty at her house, and finds Misty's slain body waiting for her, and a bloody message. Soon. And now, Prom Queen Killer, Part 3 of 4. Wednesday evening. Laura Lee Hardy screamed again and slumped to her knees. The tears began flowing faster than she realized.
No! Misty! No!
But Misty's body continued to remain nailed to the living room wall in the same manner that Christ had been nailed to the cross in the New Testament stories of the Holy Bible. When the police had the unfortunate task of removing Misty Blint's body, both Laura Lee and Cheryl Blint were holding each other and shedding their tears. Neither girl could bring themselves to say anything to each other. It was just as difficult for them to answer the seemingly endless questions that the police detectives had for them. As for Misty's and Cheryl's parents, they had both been out of town on a business trip, and would be returning home after the police had finally managed to contact them. Friday. Cheryl came home from school to an empty house. She had been thinking about the current week. Aside from school, she and Laura Lee hadn't really seen or talked to one another since Misty's murder. Deciding that she wanted to see Laura Lee, she pulled out her smartphone and called her apartment. After 3 rings, she got an answer. Hello? Mrs. Hardy, hi. I was wondering if Laura Lee's home? She's taking a nap, but feel free to come on over and visit her if you want. You're always welcome here, Cheryl. Cheryl felt her spirits lift. Thanks, I'll come right over. Go ahead and let yourself in when you get here. I have to go to work shortly, so I won't be around. Cheryl couldn't help feeling sorry for Ridge that she always had to work. Thank you, Mrs. Hardy. When the conversation ended, Cheryl left her house and went to Strictfield Cove. Laura Lee felt herself being slightly shaken and woke up to see Cheryl. Laura Lee smiled and whispered,
Hey.
Hey, Cheryl replied.
I wanted to see if you're okay.
Laura Lee sat up, shook her head a little, and started crying. I don't think either of us are okay. She took Cheryl's hand and invited her to sit down on the bed. Laura Lee forced herself to look Cheryl in the eyes.
It's all my fault.
I told the police about my brother Aiden. I need to tell you about him. Cheryl forced herself to look at Laura Lee. Are you saying it was your brother that killed my sister? Laura Lee nodded. He's hated me ever since we were kids. Then he found out I'm gay and hated me even more. She let go of Cheryl's hand and held herself. Now he's back, and he's after me. He's playing his fucking mind games with me right now. Sooner or later, he's going to come for me. Cheryl took firm hold of Laura Lee's shoulders. But why? Why does he hate you so much? And why would he be killing girls at our school? And why did he kill my sister? Aiden killed Misty because she was with me. Laura Lee sighed. I've got a long story to tell you, Cheryl. I've got time. Laura Lee told Cheryl about the accident in Shore City 2 years ago. Aiden and I were hurt pretty bad, Laura Lee said,
Aiden got the worst end of it. He had to get skin grafts to repair his face. We both had some broken bones. She knocked on the left side of her head. I even have a metal plate right here. Mom was actually the lucky one. She was wearing her seatbelt and only had some bumps and bruises. After Aiden got his skin grafts, he lost his motherfucking mind. He attacked and killed some nursing staff, which got him placed in the mental hospital over in Erie City. Either he was let out, or he escaped. In any case, he swore he'd get revenge on Mom and me. Mostly me. He must have found out about prom, and is killing all the competition. Assuming it's not Taylor Mirren, she started to shake a little. This is all my fault, Cheryl. Misty died because of me and my fucking brother. Cheryl hugged and held Laura Lee. It's not your fault, honey. You didn't kill Misty. As for Taylor Mirren, she certainly isn't showing any remorse over it. As far as she's concerned, they were just people who never should have gotten in her way. Fuck that bitch, still pisses me off. I really hate her. Yeah, me too, Laura Lee replied. They came apart. Did you and Davis ever talk about things? He's tried calling me and leaving me voicemails, but I won't talk to him. Cheryl stood up and walked around the bedroom. How could Davis just fuck Taylor Mirren behind my back like that? Laura Lee shook her head slowly. I really don't know. I've never had a boyfriend. Cheryl sighed and sat down with Laura Lee again. You know, to be honest, it really doesn't bother me all that much. We've kissed sometimes, but never really had sex. I suppose I could see why he'd jump into bed with a hot, rich piece of ass like Taylor. Laura Lee seemed to read into Cheryl's comments. You didn't like Davis? Cheryl thought about it more. I think I liked him, I'm not sure I liked him. Every time we kissed, it just never felt right. I let him feel me up once, and it just felt all wrong. I'm sorry, I don't know what to say. Cheryl took Laura Lee's hand in hers. Don't be. You weren't the one who cheated on me. You know what? I really don't give a fuck about Davis anymore. Laura Lee and Cheryl looked at each other for a long moment. Then, it suddenly happened. They came together and pecked each other's lips. The pecks turned into hot, passionate kissing. Before long, Cheryl was on top of Laura Lee on the bed, and the two rolled around heatedly. Little did they realize that someone in a black outfit was watching them through the window. Later that night, Laura Lee was walking home from Cheryl's. When she walked Cheryl home, they talked intensely about what they had done. No doubt the two of them were quite vulnerable after their terrible misfortunes. There seemed to be uncertainties as they discussed where their friendship was now. When they reached Cheryl's front door, they found themselves sharing a forbidden, deep, passionate kiss before saying goodnight. Laura Lee just couldn't stop thinking about Cheryl. What am I going to do? She asked herself. Have I really had feelings for Cheryl all this time? And are we betraying Misty? Soon, Laura Lee had the strangest feeling that she was being watched. She didn't want to say anything to Cheryl, but she had had that feeling when the girls left Strickfield Cove. Laura Lee quickened her pace. Then she closed her eyes and tried to deal with her feelings. She'd just lost her girlfriend, Misty, and 2 days later she was having incredible sex with her older sister, Cheryl. Laura Lee had never felt so conflicted as she was feeling right then. Sensing that she was being watched again, she turned down an alley and walked faster still. It wasn't long before she was suddenly falling forward and onto the pavement. She felt her face being mashed into a puddle. When she came up out of the puddle, Aiden hissed. "So, you got a new girlfriend already?" You don't waste time, do you? Always the fucking slut. After you lose one girlfriend, you go grab yourself another. Laura Lee was flat on her back. Go away, Aiden. Leave me alone. Laura Lee couldn't bring herself to open her eyes, but she could picture Aiden wearing his dark outfit that was smeared with blood. She was sure he still had his blonde mullet, his damaged eye, and his horribly scarred face. She heard Aiden hiss. Oh, I ain't never leaving you alone, Laura Lee. I told you back in Shore City, you ain't marrying another girl. If I gotta kill every bitch in your life to make sure that don't happen, I'm perfectly okay with that. Laura Lee was on her knees. She cried out when she felt the fist smash into the side of her face. She fell onto her side. As she turned and pulled herself up using a brick wall, she felt the fist punch her in the face again. Thanks to you, Laura Lee, none of us can have a normal life ever again, Aiden yelled. Oh, but I'm gonna get you what you want. You're gonna be prom queen. I'll kill your competition for you. And then I'm gonna kill you right there at prom when you get your crown. I'll make you look even worse than Misty. Laura Lee remained helpless with her back against the wall as she was punched again and again. Suddenly, she felt her arm being pulled out. Her eyes came open when she felt the knife blade cutting her forearm.
Aiden, no!
Laura Lee screamed. The knife cut into her arm again, drawing more blood.
Aiden, stop!
You ought to be glad I ain't making your face look like mine, Aiden teased. The knife went across Laura Lee's other forearm this time. Then that same forearm was cut again. When she closed her eyes in pain, she felt the impact of the knife handle in her stomach to make her fall to her knees. Then one more punch to her face dazed her. From there, Laura Lee felt the knife being placed into her hands and her fingers being closed around the handle. I can make it look just like a suicide. She heard Aiden hiss before she lost consciousness. Around 11 o'clock, Davis Walsher knocked on Cheryl's door. When she answered it, wearing an oversized t-shirt, she gave him an exasperated look. You're not the pizza guy. What the fuck do you want? Cheryl, look, I'm sorry about what happened with Taylor, Davis said. And I'm so sorry about Misty. Seriously, what can I do to make things right? Cheryl shook her head slowly. Nothing, Davis. The truth is, I know I can never trust you again. How many times did you cheat on me with Taylor Mirren? I'm sorry, I don't have ginormous titties and wouldn't put out for you the way she did. She rolled her eyes. Look, I'm busy here. Just fuck off. Davis looked angry. Are you... with someone? Cheryl responded by slamming the door in his face. Davis moved to the front window. I'm not leaving until we settle this, Cheryl. When Cheryl saw the look of determination on his face, she immediately thought of Laura Lee. Was she betraying Davis and Misty by being with Laura Lee? Well, no one was coming between her and her new girlfriend, especially not Davis. She moved to the kitchen and grabbed a knife out of the drawer. She returned to the living room and pointed at Davis. Don't make me come out there, or I swear to Christ, you'll wish I hadn't. Now fuck off! And then they had a stare down. Several minutes later, Cheryl came running out of the woods. She shrieked as she tripped and began rolling down a hill. She couldn't stop herself as she picked up more momentum. She cried out when she felt her injured arm being agitated more. It seemed like she would never stop rolling, but she finally did when she reached the bottom of the hill.
Fuck!
Cheryl moaned, trying to shake the cobwebs. Then she saw her injured arm was still bleeding.
Christ!
Cheryl shrieked when she felt the sudden knee on her chest, followed by the blade of a knife pressed against her throat. Nice panties, sweetie. Now get the fuck off my property. A familiar voice snapped. Cheryl saw Taylor Mirren glaring down at her. She was wearing a loose, dark outfit that appeared to be wet in places, with blood. Cheryl growled and shoved Taylor away. She stood up and pointed an accusing finger at her. "It's you. You're the killer. Fuck, you really are a sick, twisted bitch." Taylor laughed maniacally. "Oh, I've killed lots and lots of people, Cheryl. See, if you fuck with me, if you cross me, if you even think about me the wrong way." As Cheryl advanced towards Taylor, she swung her knife quickly. "Get off my property, Cheryl. I mean it." Cheryl pointed at her again. "You killed Randy, you killed Ellen, and you even came to my house and gutted Davis just now, after you threw him through my living room window." She pointed to her arm. "You even stabbed me." Cheryl remembered seeing Misty's body in her living room. "How could you fucking do what you did to my baby sister? You truly have no soul, Taylor." When Taylor laughed scornfully, Cheryl screamed, "I'm gonna fucking kill you!" Cheryl rushed at Taylor and tackled her, making her drop her knife. Cheryl then sat on Taylor and punched her in the face. Taylor quickly retaliated, using her martial arts training to subdue Cheryl. Taylor had her flat on her back while securing her injured arm. Taylor then agitated her wound to make her scream.
"Okay, I quit," Cheryl cried. "Stop!"
Taylor did, and glared down at Cheryl. "When will you people ever learn? You can't beat me," she smirked coldly. "Did you really think having Davis as a beard was going to keep me from finding out that you're really gay? Or that you've wanted to fuck Laura Lee Hardy ever since Misty got with her?" Cheryl began to cry.
"Fuck you."
"No, honey. Fuck you. Last chance. Drop out of the running for senior prom queen, or so help me, I'll blast the door right off the fucking closet you're hiding in and drag you out by your goddamn hair. Imagine what the entire school will think when they find out about you and Laura Lee." Taylor slowly lifted her knee and got off her. "Go home." She turned and headed towards her house. Cheryl growled as she got up. She wanted to fight Taylor again, but she became worried and quickly ran back to her house. Saturday, prom night. Cheryl and Laura Lee spent the day together before arriving at the Strickfield High junior and senior prom. They decided not to let Taylor Mirren have the joy of exposing them by coming as a couple. They caught some dirty looks from other students, but neither girl really cared. Besides, they weren't the only same-sex couple. When Taylor saw them, she gave Cheryl a look that might have said, "Well played, but I'm not finished with you yet." Both girls were wearing elegant prom dresses. Cheryl covered up the bruises on Laura Lee's face with makeup. Laura Lee wore matching sleeves with her dress to cover the knife injuries and stitches. As far as they were concerned, neither Aiden Hardy nor Taylor Mirren was going to ruin their prom. The girls knew it would be a while yet before the junior and senior class prom queens would be announced, so they came out onto the floor and danced to a slow song. Another slow song played after. Suddenly, one of the trash cans exploded. Students were panicking and moving around crazily, trying to get out of the gym. Cheryl realized that she and Laura Lee had become separated. She braved her way through the panicking students to try to find her. Taylor Mirren wasn't even the least bit concerned about the trash can incident. In fact, she just stood there, smiling her evil smile. Taylor knew there was no chance of the prom being stopped. Principal Matthew Van Diest looked in the trash can after using a fire extinguisher, but he couldn't find anything resembling a bomb. After he got on the microphone and said the prom would continue, proving Taylor right, he removed the trash can. Every now and then, Taylor would catch guys looking at her. And why wouldn't they? Taylor was easily the best dressed in her hot pink prom dress that showed off her gorgeous figure and ample breasts. Her matching stiletto heels only complemented her dress. Taylor didn't come with a date, nor did it matter to her if she left with one. Taylor was an alpha who did what she wanted, when she wanted. She knew the senior class prom queen crown was as good as hers. As she looked over the prom itself, she thought the other students were pathetic. Not because they didn't have her money or prestige, but because they didn't have the balls to just go out and get whatever they truly desired in life. She loved the feeling of competition that drove her consistently. She knew how to win, and would win big tonight. Taylor left the gym and walked the hallway. Soon she came to a soda machine. She slapped the machine in a few select places to get a free soda. She took her prize, popped the top, and drained the can. When she was finished, she glanced down the hallway and saw a dark figure facing her.
"Yeah? And?" Taylor uttered. "You don't scare me, motherfucker."
The figure just stood there. Taylor grinned as she brought the can up and crushed it against the side of her head before throwing it away. When the figure still didn't move, Taylor marched to accept the challenge, her stiletto heels clacking loudly. The figure turned and slowly went down a side hallway. Taylor turned that corner herself, but she didn't see the figure.
"Come on out, baby," Taylor called out. "Who knows? If you're lucky, you might get laid. It's been a while since I've been fucked good and hard. Why don't you come out and show me you're the man I need?"
Taylor grinned at how easily she had teased many males into getting what she wanted. When she actually did put out, she had her lovers under her spell, much like Davis Walsher. She knew how to use her sexuality to its fullest.
"Come on, fucker! Opportunities like this don't last forever.
I'll even let you peel my dress off. I'm not wearing any underwear." That last line was always enough to bring a guy to her. But this time, it backfired. Aiden Hardy sprang out of a nearby classroom with his knife raised.
"Oh, no, you don't, motherfucker," Taylor declared. She quickly stopped Aiden dead in his tracks with a quick kick right below his chin to send him hard on his back. She pounced and stepped on his wrist to make him let go of the knife. With her other foot, she kicked it away.
Aiden reacted and swept her feet out from under her. Taylor hit the floor and quickly sprang back to her feet. Aiden tried to punch her face, but she blocked him. She grabbed his wrist and twisted underneath his arm until she flipped him onto his back again. Taylor giggled a little. "I can do this all night, honey nuts." Aiden got to his feet and glared at her. When Taylor caught sight of his patchwork face and horrible disfigured eye, she grimaced in disgust.
"Boy, you are one ugly motherfucker," she exclaimed.
Aiden growled and ran at Taylor. She easily sidestepped him to grab his arm and bring her foot to kick him in the back of the neck. She let him go and drove a hard elbow into his back to send him falling onto his chest. Then she kicked him when he was down before she stepped back and waited for him to get up.
"Do you have any idea how many guys like you have tried to beat the shit out of me?" Taylor taunted.
"Do you? But you all forget one very important thing. I'm Taylor Mirren. I'm Taylor motherfucking Mirren." When Aiden was on his feet again, Taylor stepped up and swiftly kicked him right between the legs. Aiden just stood there with his jaw tightened, which surprised Taylor. He surprised her again when he grabbed her wrist and stabbed her in her left side with a smaller knife he had pulled out of his back pocket. Taylor only gasped a little before she became angry and knocked Aiden down with a swift punch to the face. The knife was still stuck in her side.
"You motherfucker," Taylor hissed.
When Aiden got up again, Taylor sent him back to the floor with one more swift punch to the face.
"Get up," Taylor yelled.
"If I'm dying tonight, I'm taking your sorry ass with me. You can be my doggy when I take over hell and kiss my feet." Aiden got back up, but this time he turned and retreated from Taylor.
"Yeah, you better run, you son of a bitch."
Aiden only retreated from Taylor to turn back around and come running at her and tackle her. Taylor was flat on her back with Aiden on top of her. His jaw was tightened with determination as he threw punch after punch right into Taylor's face. Taylor tried to fight back, but Aiden was both angered and crazed.
"You ain't gonna be Scream Queen," Aiden said.
Not when you're dead. Aiden ripped Taylor's dress open. He pulled the knife out of her side and raised it up. With a victory growl, he drove the knife right in between Taylor's exposed breasts.
Things are really picking up, my friends. I don't know about you, but I can't wait to find out what the finale holds in store for us next week. With Taylor Mirren not making the cut, or more appropriately, making the cut in a very heinous way, what does Aiden have planned for our prom queen to be? Well, you'll have to tune in next week and find out as we head to the conclusion of Prom Queen Killer, Weekly Spooky's first miniseries, and maybe not the last. Make sure to let us know what you think of the program and let us know what you think of this format. Maybe we can bring you a few miniseries a year, as well as bringing the standalone stories every single week that has become our bread and butter, if you will. Shoot us an email at weeklyspooky@gmail.com or send us a little comment on Patreon if you're a backer. Tell us, are you enjoying a little bit more of the long-form content? Because I'm really enjoying it a whole lot myself, and I would love to hear from you all. Speaking of Patreon, I want to take a moment to say a huge thank you to our Patreon podcast boosters, of which we have a brand new member, Christopher Sullivan. Thank you so much for becoming a podcast booster, along with Gino Lyons, Karen Wiemet, Jack Kerr, Jeff and George Hilton, Craig Cohen, Rob Fields, and Kevin Fry. These are folks who contribute a little bit more every month to get their name read aloud on the show. I hope you enjoyed it. I love reading your guys' names every single week. And we're at 83 backers on Patreon right now. I think we can get to 90. It's as little as $1 a month. Help me build the show up, my friends, as you have for the last 2 years. And I promise you, 2022 is going to be a fascinating and terrifying time. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have some snow to shovel because winter is here. I'll see you next week for the conclusion of Prom Queen Killer. And until then, for myself, for my composer Ray Mattis, and my producer Dan Wilder, talk at you later.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to find your way back next week. But for now, you are safe. Trust me.